lose it. Prove it. If you made a promise, then keep it. Why you
happy hump day, everybody? This is the Colleen and Bradley show.
Right. Yay! Remember last hump day?
Oh, you thought that. It was.
No,
sorry, my air horn disappeared.
Oh no! MyTalk 1071.
Okay.
Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, nothing air horn. So, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Before we get to the big story, I also have to say that I've been having problems with my other computer that we use over here. We delightfully call it Zeta. So it has no, I can't, it doesn't work. So anyway, I can't see anything heads up. So I can't give you air horn love, Holly. Oh,
hold on. Hold on.
We need to find the air horn. I'm not doing anything. Thank you.
Yes.
It's like I know how to work it.
She knows how to work it.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Because you're worth it.
I'm going to come over to Bradley's studio and I'm going to look at his Zeta.
It's the keyboard.
Okay, Bradley,
for some
get your Zeta ready for Holly to take a peek at it. We will go forward with our show.
Yes,
which
queen.
Includes this conversation. With the love triangle, is it a love triangle of Tristan, Sydney, and Chloe?
Actually, I don't. It's drama, and there's drama in Kardashianville, and that drama revolves specifically around the beloved of one Khloe Kardashian, and his name is Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson, previously known as the man who cheated on Khloe Kardashian, but she kept him and threw her bestie to the curb as a result.
Her sister's bestie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Her sister's bestie. Mm-hmm. To the curb, because we know that in Kardashianville, all women eventually will run afoul of a Kardashian Jenner and then will lose their place. Anyway, that's how it works. Okay.
It's true.
So we had these allegations last week. I think it was towards the end of the week before. Actually, we learned that her name is
Sydney
Chase. I keep wanting to say Chase something, mm-hmm. but it's Sydney Chase. Sydney Chase alleged that she had an affair with Tristan Thompson recently,
mm-hmm.
last year, roughly.
Like
this,
recently
in this
enough.
Last year,
yeah, recently
year.
Enough that he was with Chloe.
Yeah. And everybody was like, ooh, because she was very explicit. I mean, she talked about his stuff, if you know what
his
I mean.
His junk.
His wiener.
Okay, wow. We just got real specific.
Yeah. Well, she said peekaboo wiener.
That's true.
She talked about it on a podcast and then doubled down on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys, she's tripling down just at the moment that Tristan himself has come forth through an attorney and said, cease and desist, you liar.
So this is of interest because so far, neither Tristan nor Chloe have talked about this.
Yeah.
They have been silent.
Silent. Mum.
But and now they've broken their silence.
Yes. Well, Tristan has broken his silence and technically through a lawyer, so not really even him. But we'll get to that in a moment. I just wanted to say, we speculated yesterday, thought about the fact, talked about that, you know, the Kardashians are not going to comment on this because they didn't bring this story up. This is not an approved Kardashian storyline or narrative that's allowed at this moment because everybody's focused on Kim divorcing Kanye mm-hmm. on the last season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So they ain't got time for this upstart model who wants to throw a wrench in things. So Tristan,
I just was going to say again also, too, that you also have to keep in mind the space-time continuum of the Kardashians, which does not allow for surprise peekaboo moments or wieners.
You can't have peekaboo wieners when they're not on the docket.
It's true, because they can't be nimble in real time. They have to focus on the space-time continuum. That means that Kim is having marital issues on the show, even though it's already happened.
If it's a Kardashian-Jenner story, you can only rock it when it's on the docket.
Okay.
Oh, it's like Peekaboo Wiener is the sports almanac.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Of their space-time continuum.
Exactly.
So true. Thank
it's
you, Holly.
Probably going to be a colder winter than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Like an almanac.
That's,
anyway, Tristan Thompson.
Holly was talking sports almanac. You were talking farmers.
Ben Franklin.
And I was talking Back to the Future, too.
Tristan Thompson.
Yep.
Yeah, because remember he goes back in time or goes forward in time with the almanac.
With the sports almanac.
Tristan Thompson has hired a legal eagle. And you know this guy. His name is Marty Singer.
Ooh.
Marty Singer has provided multiple smackdowns from all sorts of nefarious characters in Hollywood, and they're all escaping me at the moment. But Marty Singer...
He was definitely involved with John Travolta. Yeah.
So he's one of those people that, like, when you have stories publicly about you that you need to swat away,
yep,
you hire Marty Singer. And that's exactly what has happened. So... Through his attorney, he is now shooting down these allegations in a letter that was somehow obtained by TMZ, you guys. Mm, put a pin in that.
AKA delivered directly to them. Go on.
Take the pin out. That's it.
Sorry.
No, thank you. In the letter obtained by TMZ, Singer calls Chase's allegations, that's Sydney Chase, the model who says she slept with Tristan, quote, malicious, defamatory fabrications. Mr. Thompson had no relationship with you whatsoever, and he never sent you any such texts. We'll get to those texts in a moment. Singer goes on to accuse her of making up quotes from Tristan, having no proof of her peekaboo wiener experience, and blasts her by saying, as TMZ says, quote, it is obvious that you are a liar. And they say that if she doesn't stop defaming Tristan Thompson in the media, you do so at your peril, and you may find yourself in court attempting to defend your indefensible conduct. Now, she says to that, fat chance, Grandpa, I got receipts.
Ooh.
So what's interesting about that is, like, when Marty Singer, if Marty Singer sent me a letter and told me to shut up, I would shut up.
Right? I'd be like, okay, bye.
Unless...
I had receipts.
Thank you. So yesterday, then, after that story came out, TMZ did a few updates. So, and again, you listeners, dear listeners, you can read through the lines. Sources close to the situation tell TMZ Tristan and his team are also suspicious of Chase's motives because she's reportedly been shopping a reality TV deal.
Oh, so now they're on high alert because of Blac Chyna.
Dun, dun, dun. Blac Chyna syndrome.
Mm.
Yeah, Blac Chyna syndrome. Do you want to explain to the listeners what that is?
Well, Blac Chyna beat the Kardashians at their own game, or at least is proving to be a formidable opponent.
Component. Companion opponent.
Opponent, because Blac Chyna married Rob Kardashian, mm-hmm. had a baby with Rob Kardashian, had a reality show with Rob Kardashian, and then broke up with Rob Kardashian, and then the show got canceled, and she is suing Kardashians for damages.
Yeah, so she, you know, she played them at their own game, essentially.
Exactly.
That's what I would say Blac Chyna syndrome, if it's anything, it's let this woman show you how to play them at their own game.
And they're realizing that other people, like, are on to them and their shady, you know, shady behaviors.
So then Sydney responded to Tristan's Ooh. Legal threat saying, you guys, I've not received a cease and desist letter. Because remember, how do we know the cease and desist letter was sent?
Because TMZ, because
Marty's saying Singer. Through TMZ that he sent it.
Exactly.
But Chase's, Madison, no.
Nope, Sydney Chase.
Why can't I do her name?
I don't know. It's fine. I'm here for you.
Sydney.
Don't bother yourself with that detail. Says, I've got it covered.
Let this be, she adds, quote, let this be a lesson to not let anyone, no matter the money or fame they have, to shut you down or tarnish your name. So she's like, let this be a lesson to all y'all that don't let the machine try to shut you down. Then, of course, Tristan's camp can't leave that unresponded,
of
right?
Of course, right.
And so follows up with, through TMZ, despite Sydney's claim that she didn't receive legal notice sent by Tristan's team, a source connected to this situation showed us, TMZ, evidence that an email was sent on Friday to an account that Tristan's legal team believed was used by Chase.
What does that even mean?
I mean, that is so, that, like, that what that says is Marty Singer got a check and did some crappy work mm-hmm. as a result, allegedly, supposedly. Meaning, they thought they sent her this email and she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. So, like, they couldn't even execute the
cease and they couldn't even cease and desist, right?
Exactly. So now, just double back. I want to hear what you think about this. I have to say, a legal threat. Like, they are, here's what we know. They published a legal threat to her,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a PR move.
Right.
That does not mean that they actually plan on suing her.
No.
Because that would cost money.
And they're already, by the way,
require discovery.
I want to throw a couple things out there in addition to what you're laying down, Bradley.
Yeah.
First of all, Marty Singer is the attorney of record for the Kardashians. So, like, he takes care of all the Kardashian affairs. He is the one representing the Kardashians when it comes to Black China, etc. I just find this interesting. I just want to point this out.
Yeah.
This is a case involving, not even a case, this is an incident involving Tristan Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
He, in and of himself, by his own right, is a celebrity
mm-hmm.
without the Kardashians
mm-hmm.
because he's a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
I just find it of interest that the lawyer that is being used in this incident is Marty Singer.
Yeah.
Which just tells you this is being pushed by Camp Kardashian. Right?
It certainly could. I mean, I think nothing goes undirected
right.
on some level. Now, there's a whole other side of the story, which we'll just have to get into later, because I didn't even get to the point where Sydney dropped. I mean, maybe I can just tell you now.
Yeah.
Sydney dropped some texts. Well, they weren't texts. They were DMs from Instagram alleging to be from Khloe Kardashian.
Oh.
A screenshot. And they say, so this would be a direct message from Khloe,
mm-hmm.
Tristan's lady,
mm-hmm.
to Sydney Chase, mm-hmm. the lady who claims she slept with Tristan while he was with Khloe.
Mm.
Quote, hey, Sydney, this is Khloe, blah, 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 redacted. Next notification. I would appreciate if our conversation can remain confidential. Prayer emoji.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what this says is Khloe is in communication with
yep.
Sydney Chase. And clearly it's not necessarily like stop saying things or I'll sue you.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds very much to me like she's like, just don't talk right now.
Right.
Which totally makes sense. Why?
Because of the Kardashian space-time continuum, as we mentioned earlier. Everything needs to be controlled so that it is released at the proper time, such that it helps advance the Kardashian narrative as they tell it.
So to me, it says Khloe knows about the cheating. She's not responding to the cheating until it's advantageous for her. And maybe she already knew about the cheating, and we don't know what any of this means for their actual relationship, if there actually is one. But I'm far more interested in the fact that here we have a Kardashian trying to suppress a story that just goes back to our initial theory that, you know, as long as it's not on the calendar, it's not going to be a part of the public mm-hmm. conversation. So until we get there, I don't think we're going to hear much from Khloe. In the meantime, grab your popcorn
because
this Sydney and Tristan experience through Marty Singer, you know, aims to be somewhat explosive.
It's going to be tasty. Put your feet up. We will guide you through
it. Yum, I've even got my floss ready.
Awesome.
Because of all the popcorn
all
I'm
them kernels up in your gums.
Yeah. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert after this on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Elizabeth Reese is here, and she's brought us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert. Hey, Elizabeth.
Well, hello, you guys.
Hello.
How's everybody doing? Hanging in there? Doing okay?
Yes.
Doing that awesome. Kind of middle of the week slump, you know?
We're getting over the hump.
I like it. Let's talk about Meghan Markle. She has won her last copyright claim against a UK tabloid over that letter that she sent to her father. Remember that? She sent that letter.
It's hard to forget.
I know. To her dad in August of 2018. She's just won the latest round of her 2.5-year legal battle against Associated Newspapers, which is the publisher of The Mail on Sunday and Mail Online. after they published a handwritten letter to her dad, Thomas Markle, who is, you know, often in the running for worst dad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are many worst dads, but he doesn't really do great for the whole, like, dad, you know, the team, like, team dad, let's show how great dads are.
Oh, he's clearly in it for himself.
Yeah, he definitely is, which is never good when it comes to a parent. So there was a remote hearing at the High Court in London today that ruled that Meghan owns the sole copyright to the letter, which she sent to her dad 3 months before her wedding, or rather after her wedding, to Prince Harry. And so they were trying to, like, they were trying to say that somebody else co-wrote it with her. And so she didn't own the copyright.
Interesting.
And then Meghan's lawyers are saying that absolutely wasn't true. And this guy that you're saying was the co-author didn't draft the letter or even claim to draft the letter. And so the this man was a person who gave Meghan some general ideas in terms of how to communicate with her father. And then her father went and brought the letter to the tabloids, sold it.
I just want to understand better, like, how they even, I mean, I suppose they could assume, but how would they even know that somebody else was involved in the writing of the letter?
Isn't that kind of strange?
It's so bizarre. Everything about it is strange.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
I guess because I don't know if she felt like she had to go to somebody to even ask to write a letter to her dad.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, because if you think about it, when she talked about, like, when she went and moved into the royal households, she didn't have her passport. She didn't have her keys. She didn't have anything.
She probably didn't have her royal address list.
She probably didn't even have a stamp.
Right.
And then who would even know how much a stamp costs in Britain?
Right.
I don't even know how much they cost here.
They even have stamps.
And it's not like she can just roll on over to the post office and be like, I'd like a stamp.
I don't know.
I'm the Duchess of Sussex.
And I would like to
send this on it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun to be on a stamp?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, ever since they came up with that forever stamp idea, that was so smart.
Genius.
When they were doing those dumb penny stamps and you'd have to figure out, oh gosh.
You guys, I don't even know what postage. I don't even know what postage is right now.
I don't either.
Because I just live for those forever stamps.
Well, and when I just buy them in forever stamps, and then when the only time I buy stamps is when I'm going to send out holiday cards.
Yeah.
And then I purchase them in bulk and I just don't pay attention to how much they cost per stamp because I'm like, I'm buying these anyway. Right. I'm just telling me how much the whole bundle is.
I will say there are easier ways to get people to lick you.
Hey-o.
Than being on a stamp.
Yeah. Sorry. Nice, Bradley.
That's really good. So this is kind of interesting. Federal authorities are asking Kim Kardashian to give up an ancient Roman sculpture that was apparently illegally smuggled out of Italy. Did you see this story?
I did, and we're going to actually be talking about it in the next hour. And thankfully, Bradley is busy with a technical difficulty because I didn't want him to hear any of the details of this.
Well, I won't give you any more. No, you can. I'll just tell you that, like, you have to listen.
It is fascinating. This is really a fascinating story.
It's really interesting. It's like a movie. Basically, she bought it not knowing it was stolen. And now she's got to figure out what to do.
And this is sort of like, listen, this to me illuminates all of the shady stuff that happens with art and with celebrity.
Yes.
Because it is a shady world, right? Like, that is an investment for rich people. That people like me who have, like, low-level art and posters framed on my wall.
Right,
I know. I don't understand.
Totally what? Your Blacklight what Elvis poster is
nothing,
worth
Bradley.
Anything?
We're going to... Yeah, exactly. We're going to talk about...
You're going to talk about it later.
We're going to talk about it in the 1 o'clock hour. I didn't want you to hear the details, so you're good.
It worked out great. It worked out perfectly. I didn't give enough details, just so you're... If you're listening now and thinking, I want to know more, you do want to know more.
Exactly. That's what you need to know.
That's exactly what you need to
know. It's shady.
Josh Duggar is asking a judge to let him see his pregnant wife and their kids.
I think that's a terrible idea.
I think I 100% agree.
I just think that's a real bad idea.
I just feel like right now you should probably just hang out where you are.
Yeah, guess what, guys? Child porn guy, you can't be around kids.
Yeah.
That's just the way that it needs to be.
And those are difficult, I know, but you're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, there you go. All right, thanks, friends.
Thank you for that delicious dirt alert. Hey, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we have some pop culture mysteries to solve, and we do that in the form of blind items, which Holly's going to bring us in a little segment we call Blinded by the Item. Stay tuned for that after this on My Talk 107.1. It always cheers me up when this is our bumper.
Does it?
Yes.
Good.
It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Well, hello.
And we've got some pop culture mysteries to solve. We do that in the form of blind items, which Holly has selected for us in a little segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Oh.
Blinded by the Item.
Featuring Cher this afternoon.
Oh.
Cher just dropped some hummus on her boob.
Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm. She got it.
Okay.
Wait, what? I'm going to move on to a celebrity.
I am Cher. Hummus boob.
Oh, you got hummus.
So that's why I went, oh.
Okay, all right, thank you.
If I could turn back time.
To the celebrity gossip mystery, here's our first one. That long latest social media post from the permanent A-list singer was written by a publicist who then had it approved by three people before sending it out. That's right. Apparently, the biggest argument was how many y'alls to use.
Share. Oh, Britney
Spears.
What was that?
That was my sexy baby.
Spears. I'm fine.
I'm going to fill in the blank.
Yes.
So that long latest social media post by Britney Spears was written by a publicist who then had it approved by three people before sending it out. And apparently the biggest argument was how many y'alls to use.
How many y'alls?
You guys.
I mean, does this surprise us?
Not even a little.
Because I think that Colleen Lindstrom had the same exact theory
right, yesterday. If they're your words, Britney, you say them, honey. Thoughts, Bradley? I see one cooking.
Yeah, and?
Oh, okay, what?
No, that was my response in full. That was literally my response. Yeah, and? Like, not sorry.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, like, shocked, not shocked.
Right.
Like, whether, again, we've said this, and you said this yesterday, and we've said this time and time again, it don't matter how the sausage is made, it's being made behind the scenes. Like, mm-hmm. We can say that for sure. So, did Britney, it totally sounds like Britney, right? Because
Britney is fabricated.
Yes, and we see the video Britney. And the post sounded like video Britney.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, so her publicist knows exactly what she's doing.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And I could even, I don't know, but yes, sure. Okay, let's do it. Yeah. I'm having difficult,
I can
conflicting
see it.
Thoughts.
Do you need me to write a statement for you? And
yes.
Then should we have it approved three times before we release it?
We're going to have to review for
how
y'all.
How many y'alls are going to use?
I'm going to use zero y'alls for you. You're not a y'all user.
Not anymore.
Yeah. All right. Next.
She lived in the South for a few years, and it just comes out your mouth.
How long did it take you to get rid of your y'alls?
Like, not long. A year, maybe, mm-hmm. even? Mm-hmm. Not even. Hey, y'all.
Did people make fun of you for it?
For the y'alls?
Yeah.
No, but I did get made fun in reverse when I went, when I went back to the South after living here. Do you know what they commonly made fun of?
Your O's?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Constant.
Oh, yeah.
My mother, my stepsister.
Wow.
When you tell people you're from Minnesota, usually the first reaction is, oh, that's why you sound weird.
Thanks.
My favorite thing, sorry, I know we have another blind item, but I do just want to point this out because I find this to be an interesting behavior that people do to people from Minnesota that I don't think Minnesotans do to people from other areas of the country. If you meet somebody and you say, I'm from Minnesota, they try to reply back to you in their version of a Minnesota accent. Oh, you're from Minnesota? And I just realized, I don't meet somebody from New York and they say, Boston.
Not that we have feelings about this.
It's so patronizing. Like,
you wouldn't go up to a New Yorker and be like, how you doing?
Right. Or like if somebody from Boston,
be walking down the street.
Like if somebody from Boston is here and I'm like, where are you from? And they say, I'm from Boston. I'm like, did you go to Harvard? I don't ever do that.
Do you eat Habati cheese?
Yeah. Did you pack your car?
Yeah.
Around the
Where'd
corner?
You pack?
Do you know Mark Wahlberg?
He's got those Wahlbergers.
What's up? No, what was the thing from the movie? Are you or are you not a knock?
That's what it is. That's from Saturday Night Live.
No, it's not Saturday Night Live. That's from that Sandra Bullock movie with...
oh, yeah.
With Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy.
Yes. The Heat.
Are you or are you not a knock?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't... What? A what? A knock! And they're all like, a knock! A knock!
See?
That was a fun...
Yeah, but we don't do that. I just want to praise Minnesotans
just did it.
For not doing it. But we made fun of it because it's dumb.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So I want to just say good job, Minnesotans.
Let's reset the table.
I feel like we worked through some personal feelings somehow.
You
got to
let it out sometimes, and it'll come out sideways, but you got to just be ready for it. Catch it. Hold it.
Australian accents. Let's not even go there. Okay.
Here's our next celebrity gossip mystery. The pedophile slash child porn loving slash molester who used to moonlight as a reality star before becoming a scam artist, fraudster, and thief is talking to the feds about his brother-in-law in an effort to cut a deal.
Okay, so this is Josh Duggar, and he's talking about his brother-in-law, Derek Dillard.
And didn't Derek Dillard and there's so many D's happening.
D's and J's.
Derek Dillard do some... doo-doo with... No, didn't he come out and say something about Josh? I feel like there was a quote.
Well, Eric, I don't know. Not I don't know about this
it
time.
It was like, Josh is trash.
Wow.
Yeah. Derek Dillard. I'll find it.
I do know that Ginger, one of the other sisters...
With a J.
I don't remember which sister. One of the sisters came out and did... a pretty nice statement. It's the one that we actually like gave a 100% on. We gave it an A in terms of recognizing that there were actually victims in this story, in this real life situation that's happening. But I do not remember the Dillards having anything to say.
Derek Dillard slams Duggar parents, says public was deceived. There's like a whole story.
Yeah, and Derek Diller was spilling on Twitter and responding to people who were responding to the story.
Okay.
About Josh Duggar. But Derek Diller, I think that NT lawyer who writes these blind items has alluded that the Dillards might be doing some nefarious things outside of the country.
Yep. Well, that was the rumor we talked about in blind items. Gosh.
Of your
2 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they did some mission work and
in Central America.
In Central America, and when they were doing their reality show, it was very important that it was never said exactly where they were doing this mission work.
Mm-hmm. And that was back in 2018.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So more shall be revealed.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. 19 crimes and counting.
Oh! Exactly.
Another celebrity gossip mystery. This celebrity wife of this foreign-born former A-plus list tweener says it's been months since her husband was able to achieve full potence, so to speak.
Oh, that's Hailey Baldwin Bieber about Justin.
Yeah.
Why do we know this?
The celebrity
full potence?
Well, you know.
Means he couldn't get it.
I know what it means.
What?
But I'm saying, like, okay, read the thing.
So Hailey Baldwin Bieber says that her husband, Justin Bieber, it's really been months since he's been able to achieve what NT lawyer calls full potence, so to speak.
You know, like phrase, full potence. I'm sorry, honey. I'm just not at full potence tonight.
Okay, I really want to do one more.
Why didn't he just
and
say
I
he
don't
was
want to talk about
his... impotent?
I don't want to.
And
talk
also,
about
do well, we maybe... know something about Justin Bieber being impotent? Like, what's?
I think the drug use has always been the culprit. I do feel like we've talked about this in the past.
Doesn't he know what a Viagra is?
Yeah. Well, it's not like he's sitting in a tub. They're sitting in their separate tubs, looking at the sunset.
What? Why are we in a tub?
Cialis.
Oh yeah, that's right. Way to throw it back, Holly.
You know, there are many ways that one can achieve full potence. You just gotta find it. This foreign-born dual-threat A-list actor has it in his contract with the superhero universe that he can't have any Botox or fillers or any type of surgical procedure that provides the same effect. Apparently, he's working very hard to get that change because he doesn't think that he's attractive any longer.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's not who I thought it was.
Is it Hemsworth?
I mean, it could be. I think dual threat might lead to somebody else. This person has been a star of a television show in the past.
So it's somebody who would be insecure about his looks. And I don't feel like Chris Hemsworth has ever one day in his life been insecure about his looks.
True.
Mm-hmm. This person, yes, star of a television show. They have been the star
Henry Cavill?
No. Oh. This person has a unique name.
Okay. A unique name.
Yeah. Also the name of a brunch item.
Eggs.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, okay.
Eggs. I just gotta stop and do this for you. Yes. You know, Eggs Johnson. No, it's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
It's a brunch item. French Montana. French toast. Anyone? Okay.
So Benedict Cumberbatch has it in his contract with the Marvel Cinematic Universe that he can't have any Botox or fillers or any type of surgical procedure that provides the same effect. But apparently, he's working very hard to get that change because he doesn't think he's attractive.
Do the Cumberbitches not like assail him with happy thoughts lately or something? You know, he's got his like posse of love, you know, people who are obsessed with Benedict Cumberbatch.
And they're just not loving up on him like they should. Hey, Cumberbatches, chop chop. Tell him you love him. Tell him he's sexy.
Yeah.
Make him feel good.
And they can always fix your face in post-production.
They fix everybody's face in post-production.
I wish somebody would fix mine in post. Fix it in post.
Post-production.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we touched on this briefly the other day. We've been waiting for Lily James to say something, anything, about her situation with Dominic West. Well, she finally said something, but she said nothing.
Oh.
We'll talk about what she didn't say and what she actually did say after this on My Talk 107.1.
Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Well, hello.
We touched on this story during a Dirt Alert update a couple days ago because this story came out in Page Six on the 3rd, which was 2 days ago, about Lily James and an interview she did with The Guardian where they asked her pointedly about what happened between her and Dominic West, about those photos of the two of them getting handsy and mouthy in Rome together. And she had an answer. Now, we've been waiting for her to acknowledge it for months. And here's what she said, and then we'll talk about it.
Fabulous.
Ach. That's A-C-H.
Ach.
I'm really not willing to talk about that. There's a lot to say. But not now, I'm afraid.
Oh, how vague. How delightfully Britishly vague.
And like, what? There's a lot to say, but not now.
Well, that sounds very Kardashian, but what do you think it means?
I don't know. I feel like I'm not really willing to talk about that. There's a lot to say, but not now, I'm afraid. I wonder. I mean, she would have to be far craftier than this, but I wonder if we won't start talking about it until that movie is ready to be released.
Well, I do find it interesting that we're talking about it now while they're filming that film. So she's getting all sorts of, you know, press for the film, which is also, I mean, not to try to reverse engineer things here, but it's because she's filming that film that people are asking questions, which seems like a no-brainer, which is why if you dial it all the way back into the Wayback Machine and take us back to when they were doing the thing in Italy, I remember specifically saying, like, she needs to just come out and, like, say whatever there is to say about it and be done, put all of those stories to bed, because otherwise this is what's going to happen, is every time you show up to do something, people are going to ask about this. Now, cynically, you could say that's a thing.
Right. Right? That's like, what they might want.
Like, let's give people something to ask me about.
Let's give other them than, something to talk about.
Exactly. Other than, you know, the film, which might get kind of boring and people may not write a lot of words about. So you could say that she's holding on to that controversy in order to keep, you know, publicity alive. I don't know if it's so much that, because Lily James doesn't strike me as the kind of person. I mean, she is a celebrity, and in Hollywood,
nothing is real and everyone smokes.
Exactly. So I guess I would buy that a little bit, but at the very least, I find myself wondering, like, why don't you just like say whatever it is you're going to say? Because nobody really cares. And then we can move on if you don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Now, if you want to keep us wondering, talking, then this is a delightful way to do so.
Right.
By not saying anything.
Right. I'm not really willing to talk about that. There's a lot to say, but not now, I'm afraid. By the way, they were... I said a movie. They were filming a mini series called The Pursuit of Love in England at the time that they were caught making out all over Rome.
Yeah, now she's filming that Pamela Anderson Tommy Lee movie.
Right.
Which, right. By the way, I saw stills photos of her on set, and I was like, oh.
Who's playing Tommy Lee in that experience?
I don't know.
But is she
Tom
playing
Jones?
Do not toy with my
emotions.
Oh my
God, you would be so ecstatic if Tom Jones was playing Tommy Lee.
Yeah, that's why I said don't toy with my emotions.
They both have a big Schwanson Gruber.
That's why I said don't toy with my emotions.
And he'd be shirtless most of the time.
Okay.
Tommy Lee is being played by actor Sebastian Stan.
Yeah, so FYI, not Tom Jones, unfortunately. Who's Sebastian Stan?
He's a dude.
That sounds like a...
Probably Mr. and Mrs. Stan's child,
oh,
I would
thanks.
Assume.
Oh, he's, you know, I'm not going to be upset about that scene, turns out. I'm just saying.
I'm on a boat.
Yeah. It turns out we're just not going to hear about this now.
Oh, he's got some abs.
I know that.
Jeez,
I was having a hard time getting back to the topic at hand.
Put those away.
Oh, I've got a lot of laundry to do.
This is what I'm saying, you guys.
With your mouth.
Okay. This is what I'm saying. I'm looking forward to that scene, right? Because so far, so good.
Yeah.
And then I have a hard time refocusing my energies and efforts back to Lily James.
Just shut that tab down, honey. Shut it down.
I'm trying, but here's the thing:
She's literally speechless, you guys. What's your question, ma'am?
Good. I'm trying to say, have we seen any pictures of Lily James as Pamela?
Yeah, no,
Anderson?
That's what I said, is I just saw pictures of her on the set, and she does not look...
Did you say that before or after I got struck with the abs?
You had a brain fart, a brownout. That's a thing when the electricity goes away, not a poop-related thing. Get your mind out of the gutter.
I mean, it's been there this whole segment.
Oh,
why
dear.
Bother
oh, there
getting it
is.
Out?
Yeah, you know. Okay.
She's a great actress, though, so I'm all here for it, and I'm curious to see what she shows up with.
And I am curious to see what he shows up with.
Yes.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, okay, now's the time. I cannot wait to tell you this whole story about Kim Kardashian and the art smuggling.
Dun, dun, dun.
After this on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1.